I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily and welcome to our gratitude practice of the week. It is Thankful Thursday today, so time to put some gratitude into action. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. I am pretty sure I am not alone in feeling that I have learned a lot over the past couple of weeks. With the huge and long overdue uprisings we are seeing all across the world, the Black Lives Matter movement, the anti-racism movement that we are all supporting from all parts of the world right now. If you take a moment right now just to contemplate what has shifted inside of you over the past few weeks, what are some things that you have learned that you just didn't know before? Or what are some areas where you now are present where you just weren't present before? We have all learned so much and so many things are shifting in the world around us and also within us. And I want to take today's gratitude practice for each of us to take a moment to acknowledge and speak our gratitude toward a person that has helped educate us over the past couple of weeks. So if you take a moment to really maybe close your eyes and contemplate that. You know, when it comes to this hugely important and of course very sensitive topic of anti-racism, what have you learned? What are some big realizations that you've had, some big shifts that you've made? And then tracing that back to who was the person who actually taught you this? Perhaps it's a person that you have in your life, right? A neighbor, a friend, a coworker, someone that's already a part of your community who you've been speaking to, who's been helping to educate you over these past few weeks. Or maybe this is a person that you know purely online, right? Maybe it's someone who you follow on Instagram, or perhaps it's an author whose books you're reading now. Maybe it's a podcast you're listening to. Just take a moment to really get clear on a person, a human being, who thanks to their hard work, you have been able to enlighten yourself over these past couple of weeks. Today, we are going to direct our gratitude toward them. I have a person in mind, and actually, I have two people in mind. I'm going to share both of them. I'm learning from so many different people right now, but there's two people that are really standing out to me today when I sat down just to think of, oh, who am I extra grateful toward right now? I'm grateful for. The first person I want to share and direct some gratitude to is a guy named Brandon Kyle Goodman on Instagram. You can follow him. He's Brandon K. Good. And there's something about the way he shares. Just whenever I come across any of his posts, I just immediately have to stop, take a breath, and watch every single live, every single video, every post that he shares, because it speaks not only to my intellectual brain, but to my heart as well in a very specific way. He's also elevating not just the Black Lives Matter movement, of course, as a Black man, but also the Black Trans Lives Matter movement, which is so, so important that we do not forget. So Brandon Kyle Goodman, follow him on Instagram, Brandon K. Good. And then the second person I want to elevate is Austin Channing Brown. I'm reading her book, I'm Still Here. Right now it's my current read that I'm reading at night. And I feel so connected to her words, so connected to how she speaks, pulling on my heartstrings every day. And she's one of the people who over the past few weeks have really educated me without me being in direct contact with her, you know, just from reading her words and from listening to her speak. So big moment of gratitude to Austin Channing Brown and Brandon Kyle Goodman right now. Right after I finish this podcast, I'm going to go to their Instagram accounts and just shoot them a little message with a big, big thank you. And I want for you to take a moment today to do the same. Who are the Black people who have really educated you lately, directly or indirectly? Who have you learned from? Take a moment just to contemplate that and then go acknowledge them. So maybe share on social media that, you know, here is a resource that I have found so valuable. Maybe go on their DMs and just share a little bit of love, just some thank you, thank you, thank you. Doesn't have to be more complicated than that. It is so important that we continue to direct awareness and gratitude toward the people from the Black community who are spending so much of their time and energy in educating the world, and that we continue to elevate them and their knowledge and their wisdom and their hearts every single day. Thank you so much for putting this gratitude into action today. Wishing you a beautiful rest of the day. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.